All right, Ollie, TLD, guest team manager. Hey, Barsha rode really well. I thought Ryder did okay. Jorge was, it's a mutter. But, dude, first of all, this has been a fucking grind for me, never mind for teams, right? Like, this has been shitty for you guys.
It's been tough. Hats off to everyone. My crew busted their ass this week. And, everyone's just in the same boat. So no one worked harder than anyone else this week. Everyone in their own job. Suspension guys, engine guys, mechanics, practice mechanics. To have another mutter, we were disheartened. But with the riders that we have, you know what?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Right. It's just it's not a fun way to start the year, and let's hope it gets better.
No, I know. Hey, I said to someone tonight, I said, I cannot wait to get to Detroit. Has anyone ever said that before? Right.
That's the first time in the history of our sport that's been said.
I've been here 10 years, and I've never said it before, but I cannot wait to get to Detroit. Yeah. For the people at home, there's a roof on the stadium.
Yeah.
So for us, we know what we're going to get.
Bam looked really good out there, obviously feeling better from his illness last week. I think you just got to be like, hey, Coop rode great. Coop kind of caught him and rode away from him, but still, you'll take the podium.
No, exactly. Like, from where we were last week, honestly, and I said to Justin at one point, I didn't think he was going to make it last week. And I was like, God damn, it is what it is. But for him to rebound and ride like this was Justin in the mud. He was a bit gassed at like 14 minutes, and you could see that. But I would take it at a podium with what we've been through the last few weeks.
Yeah, Jorge, what do you think about him so far? I don't know, is this his last one, or rumors he might do Anaheim?
No, he's going to be here next week.
Oh, okay.
This is an exclusive, I think. Okay. So sorry if DeCarli hear it from here. No one else has called him yet, but I think he's going to stick around next week. He's just been a bit disheartened because of the last two conditions.
Yeah.
The first one, he showed that he could ride Supercross, and then the last two have been survival. So next week, he'll get 3 gate drops.
He did win a heat, though.
He did win a heat because of the start. Like we analyzed his start tonight. He spun a lot on the plastic. It's just experience for him. He's going to come here for a month, and he's going to have every condition manageable. He's going to have the mud in last weekend, the mud today, Anaheim, the dry, and he's going to do a triple crown next week.
So
he can go home ticking all the boxes. So he's pumped on that. So
seems like a nice guy, like to have around.
Very cool to have around. Like, no, I think he just wants to be here. He's happy. I think, he gets to stick around one more time. He's like, his starts are dominant in Europe, and he wants to prove that here, I think.
And Ryder D, what do you think?
He's still a rookie.
Yeah,
he's doing what he needs to do. The kid's quite mature. I'm quite impressed of his thinking and the way he approaches the races, and you just got to build.
Yeah.
Like, he's racing against guys who should be in the 450 class. There's guys out there racing in the 250 class who are older than me.
Yeah.
No. So
my whole rule is, if you have a kid, you shouldn't be in the kids class. That should be the rule. Like,
that's your point out rule. You got a family now. You should go.
Yeah. Like, hey man, you're holding a baby on the podium. Maybe it's time to get out of the kids class.
No disrespect to the guys that are still in there. The rules are the rules, but they're all rookies once too. So Ryder's doing what he can do. Again, he won a heat last week.
Yeah.
We had some unfortunate problems in the main, as did a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And people struggle tonight too. So again, we'll see what he's got next week, because I'm kind of looking forward to next week already.
Last question for you. I haven't really asked you this before, but you used to be a pro circuit for a long time, and obviously Ryder was there. And I kind of talked to Mitch a little bit about it. I think you should have kept him. I think there's something there. I think you should have kept him. But it didn't work out, and I think they both were happy leaving. So for you, do you call Mitch up and talk to him about that? Because, obviously you're friends with him. But then again, you're also competitors. So how weird is that?
It's not weird at all, because I think I've become closer to Mitch since I stopped working there, if you know what I mean. And I can pick his brain, and he's a good person to ask some advice on. And he's cool, because it was funny because he took Max Wallen from KTM, so we kind of switched brands. And he's like, how's Ryder? I'm like, how's Max? So it's like, it's kind of like the same in it. Hey, the grass ain't always greener. Everyone thinks it is, but it's not. It's good. I'm glad Ryder's progressing. I mean, Ryder was a Cali kid for a long time too. Sometimes change is good.
For sure.
Look at me, I was Cali for a long time, and now I'm gas.
Now you're gas. All right, man. Well, Triple Crown next week. Let's hope to God it stays dry. The Dirtworks guys were saying they were going to build the rain this week. I don't know.
Rain, I think Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday looks like sun, but that don't mean anything in California.
No, it doesn't. All right, thanks, Ollie.
Thank you very much.